When I was a lad, and up till 1948, my parents were having to spend a lot of money buying insulin, and it cost a lot of money. I can't remember how much, I'm afraid, but I do know that my mother was extremely relieved when the health service came in 1948, and this ceased to be a fairly considerable household expense. So that, I think, was an enormous improvement, and I remembered Wilfred Oakley talking to me about the incidence of the complications of diabetes and saying to me that he had a very strong impression that these were much commoner in people in social class 4 and 5. If it's the case, I will just wonder whether it's got something to do with people earlier on not being able to afford to buy insulin for themselves in quantity.